ABC Radio Australia.
People in New Caledonia and Vanuatu are this morning assessing the damage after a magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck near New Caledonia's Loyalty Islands yesterday afternoon. A tsunami warning that was issued has now been lifted and no casualties have been confirmed. Pacific Beat reporter Yara Murray-Atfield's following the story for us. Yara, how powerful was this earthquake?
Good morning, Catherine. So it was just after 3 p.m. New Caledonia time when the quake struck, and it was around 170 kilometres east of the Loyalty Islands, which is just over 300 kilometres from the territory's capital, Noumea, and about 600 kilometres south of Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila. As listeners across the Pacific know, earthquakes are not uncommon there, but New Caledonia and Vanuatu sit on what's called the Ring of Fire, where earthquakes happen quite regularly. What made this one an immediate concern was its depth. So the United States Geological Survey says it was only 10 kilometres below the surface. A tsunami warning was issued, as you said, by the Pacific Tsunami Warning Centre. It warned there was a possibility of what it called hazardous tsunami waves. So we saw people evacuating across islands in both New Caledonia and Vanuatu, where the government's issued evacuation orders for some areas. So Hudson Mayoto is a tourism operator based on Vanuatu's Aneecham Island, which is on Vanuatu's southernmost tip, so closer to the epicentre of the quake. And he spoke to Pacific Beat yesterday afternoon about what he'd seen.
We are seeing tsunami effect here. We've got waves coming in from the high water mark to the shore, where it's been flooded. Some places up to homes and schools, and some of our gardens are being washed away with swell. Not really that big, but making people here moving, running, everybody running up to the hill, looking down to the shore to see what's going on here.
That's Hudson Mateo, who was speaking to Pacific Beat from Vanuatu's Aneecham Island on a scratchy line there yesterday. So, Yara, what do we know about the damage caused?
Well, there are no reported casualties, but as you were hearing there, the waves definitely struck the island. So photos we've seen show damaged houses, flooded gardens and watermarks that were metres and metres inland. And so where he is, it appears that they may have actually been sheltered somewhat by a much smaller island. In New Caledonia, it appears the islands have avoided any major damage, but the concern is that in Vanuatu in particular, many of the islands that were closest to the epicentre are small, they're remote, and some are hard to access even at the best of times. So the full scale of the damage may take some days to be fully released. Another Aneecham resident is Joseph Yasaifu, who's a tour operator there, but on the other side of the island where it appears it may have been more exposed to the tsunami's waves. Pacific Beat spoke to him this morning in Bislama. Let's have a listen.
Because the Molman only not been prepared, only move out of one and want to start our house no more. Molman only said the first wave any come inside, and Molman only just stop move out of the village. At the time, not been receiving any information, so get an only customer full of damage to the village Molgeta.
That's Joseph Yasifu there speaking with us this morning. And as you could hear him say there in Bislama, they didn't really have any warnings there. They weren't prepared until they saw the first wave, and it certainly has caused some damage.
He also says he believes that the water went as far as 2 kilometres inland from the shore, that 5 or 6 teachers' houses had been destroyed, as well as damaging schools and gardens. Now, the assessments and relief effort may also be hampered by the fact that the wet season has just begun in the Pacific. It appears it's now raining quite heavily in places like Aneecham.